Now, in this video, I just want to introduce you to yet another resource that we've created for you. And I know what you're thinking, my goodness, Kane Ramsay, how generous you've been creating all these resources for us. It's kind of like, this course is kind of like a business in a box. I can just take all the stuff and start using it with clients right away. And to be honest with you, you actually can. Now, listen, I'm just at the stage of competence and practice, which has taken a few years to get to. Most of the modifications that we make in people's lives generally happen conversationally with me. All right, I've used these things to death over the years. This is something, the action planning template is a process that I used to use right back at the start when I started coaching people. I don't use so much now. But we wanted to build into the course to give you an option as to whether this is something that you want to use or not. Just a very, very practical framework that you can use to work with your clients to help them to literally define all of the action steps that they need to take and actually make their goals SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, timely. So this is the framework. Now, the resource that we've built into the additional materials section kind of covers the seven main life areas that we covered in the life balance workbook. Remember, love and relationships, career, education, personal finances, health, recreation, routine responsibilities, social contribution, and personal growth. All right, so when we get to the stage of the coaching relationship where our clients are actually looking at solutions and the goals framed in the positive that they're actually willing to commit to, then we can pull out a tool like this and just simply start working through it. What's the action step? What needs to be done? In Karen's case, for example, this might be a time management system. So it's a time system. Who's the responsible person? So who should take action to complete the step? Now that might sound like a really, really basic, unnecessary question, but remember, all right? Sometimes if a person's putting stuff off, well, they're putting stuff off. Why? Because sometimes in our minds, if we don't take full responsibility for doing something, we might be thinking that someone else is gonna come along and do it for us. So sometimes this is just about spelling it out. Who is gonna take responsibility for this action step? Is it going to be someone else or is it going to be you, right? In Karen's case, this is her. She must do it herself. So then we're going to have a deadline. Now, this is what makes our goals timely, all right? So towards the end of that last demonstration, you would have noticed that I said, right, Karen, so when is this goal going to be implemented by? When are you going to have this time management system in place? And she said, by the end of this week, all right? So that gives us 2.5 days for Karen to get the system in place. Then obviously, as her life coach, I will hold her to account in around about a week's time to review the system, but also make sure that she's actually using it. So this is the stage of the relationship now where I'm really just more of an accountability partner for her. Necessary resources. What does she need to have in place to complete this step? Well, she'd already talked about having some sort of software in place, and then she has all of this other mess out there, and we're going to get a system in order and structure in place first and foremost, and then we're going to bring all the mess and all the rest of the tasks into it so that Karen can start to cipher out all the stuff that is actually urgent and that is important and that which perhaps isn't urgent or important that can just be dismissed or ignored or forgotten about. Potential challenges. Are there any potential challenges that may impede completion of this task? And if so, how will we overcome them? You can take the step or you can leave it. I generally wouldn't. Reason being is because once a client has got clear on the reason why they want to pursue a goal, once it's kind of reached or entered into a frame of importance, and they have a strong motivation for completing this step, then generally it's going to come first. This becomes that frog that our clients will just eat first and foremost. Then once we have, obviously, got all the system in place, next week when Karen comes back for her session, we're going to look at the result. Was this step successfully completed? If so, how? If not, why not? What were the reasons? Do we need to review this? Are there any changes that we need to make? So on, so forth. So this is just about us bringing structure into an accountability process for our clients, all right? Helps them to obviously also gauge the progress that they're actually making in their lives. So, this is what the resource looks like. As I mentioned, the action planning template is kind of like a workbook. I think there's about 10 pages. And there's one sheet like this for all of the main seven life areas. So what I'm saying, this resource will actually give you a framework for starting coaching with your clients right away. If you were to give them the life balance workbook first and foremost, then they're to identify goals that they have in those different life areas. Then you can bring the action planning template into play. So you can actually start pinning down the actual action steps they need to take and then hold them to account. So what I would urge you to do, if you have already worked through the Life Balance Workbook, which by now I'm sure you will have done, all right, you will have most likely already also have set yourself a couple of goals or targets. Now build them into this action planning template, all right, so you can start holding yourself to account in terms of progress and building these solutions into your life. So very, very simple, very, very practical, but very, very powerful nonetheless. Download the resource, work through it, familiarize yourself with it so that you can introduce it and integrate it into your coaching practice with relative ease when you start working with clients.